This is Steve Goodrich, known on the trail as Bird Shooter, and this is N2 Backpacking, a podcast for both hikers and backpackers. Hey hikers, this is Bird Shooter, and tonight on the show we discuss a very subjective topic, appropriate hiking and backpacking songs for the trail. This is a personal subject with many options and opinions, and we rarely reach agreement in the conversation, because there are multiple ways to define appropriate. But in this case, the assignment was to come to the studio with three songs that relate to hiking and backpacking in either lyrics or song title. At least one of us failed the assignment, but is justified in a worthy side conversation, and that is music that gets you fired up to be on the trail. So we have a tangent conversation on that topic, and also discuss some more frequently mentioned songs on the internet, giving honorable mention to some others. Brace yourself for an entertaining show. We're going to go around the room, listen and debate each song, and likely generate some controversy that we haven't had on the podcast since episode 35, when we discussed the most influential hikers of all time. But now, here's the show. Appropriate hiking and backpacking songs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bird Shooter, and we have a crowded studio this evening. For the first time ever, we crammed five people in the room for a podcast to discuss and play the most appropriate hiking and backpacking songs for the trail. And gentlemen, it feels like I jammed myself in a sauna with a bunch of coworkers tonight. Welcome to the show.
Where's the weight jokes? he's so quiet right now.
It's great to be here, Bird Shooter. Mm-hmm. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
No.
I just want to call out here, I've got a new 8-channel mixer, a couple audio interfaces that are new, and I know I'm going to need it because you guys are going to put me to the test tonight. I can tell already. It's already happening. But gents, the mission tonight is to play your picks for most appropriate hiking and backpacking songs. But first, we're going to do some intros. Are you ready?
Let's go.
To my left, he's laid claim to the king seat on mic number one. We have Gary, a.k.a. Drone Boy, a frequent flyer on the N2 Backpacking podcast lately.
Baba Booey.
Gary, welcome back. On mic three, also no stranger to the N2 Backpacking podcast, the recently svelte and single Scott, a.k.a. Cardiac.
It's great to be here, Bird Shooter.
As always, on mic four, a guest that we have not had on the show before, from the One Beer, One Song podcast, which we will talk about later, with nearly 200 podcasts to his credit,
whoa,
music aficionado and fellow podcaster Tony.
Very glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And on mic five, the man that traveled vast distances from the great state of Florida to be here tonight, Steve, a.k.a. Stickman, making his first appearance in the studio and on the N2 Backpacking podcast. Great to have you with us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
So we've covered the room here. Of course, Mike, too. This is me, Bird Shooter. Does the anticipation of this discussion have you all properly amped?
I'm extremely nervous.
I'm freaking out.
Well, I'm amped because I have the most complex mixing job tonight of all time, managing five mics and a bunch of music for the show. So this is going to be interesting.
Someone needs a little... Hey, let's give it up for Bird Shooter tonight. Guy's looking for a little attention. Dude, we're behind you, man. You can do it.
Yeah. The guy who's currently in a fetal position over there with his hands crossed.
I'm nervous. All right, each of you guys were tasked with providing three songs in advance tonight. The intent was that you would pick the most appropriate hiking and backpacking songs and that we would go through and discuss them. The most appropriate in either lyrics or song title. I'll take either of those. I gave you Walking Man by James Taylor as an example, and we're going to go through your selections. I would like to call out that this is extremely subjective and that every list I saw had a wide variety of music.
But that there are right and wrong answers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there are right and wrong, but let me tell you
there are wrong?
You guys were all over the map here.
Really?
Are we going to vote on each one?
Oh yeah, we're gonna
thumbs
vote.
Up, let's thumbs do down.
That's part. Yeah. We're gonna not just vote. We're gonna hear.
Okay. Birdshooter, did you submit any songs, or is it just us that submitted?
No, I submitted.
Okay. All right, so there's 15 songs.
But Walking Man's not on there.
No, it's not on there. Okay, it is on example. The. And we're gonna talk about frequently mentioned songs.
Yeah, I believe he has "Summer Breeze" by Seals and Croft.
Oh,
he knows. Isn't that one artist? Of yours? Who knows the artist of that song?
Hey, let's not. Yeah, that's man. A good point. You might have outed yourself on that.
I know.
You can search online and see for yourself, but I'm kind of impressed that you guys. Well, anyway,
we're going to go through it. Right? No duplicates.
No, there
he
were no
he
duplicates.
He was impressed, and then he looked at Gary's list.
Yeah. Anyway, I will say that obviously lists are going to vary by musical taste, by locale, and to some degree age, and we're about to find that out. So
is Gary the only one who had Cyndi Lauper listed on there? Or?
Cyndi Lauper's great.
Don't get Rickrolled.
You know, Gary's up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's start with Gary.
Let's do it.
Mike won. Gary's song won. You by far had the most mellow playlist of the group. Are you ready for your first pick?
Play it.
Studio guests, are you guys ready for his first pick?
In anticipation, absolutely.
Cannot wait.
No. All right, here we go. Anybody call it out when you know it.
Say,
ain't no mountain high.
There you go.
Ain't no mountain low. That's the song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
I'm shocked I'm the only one that picked it.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough by...
No, it's going to be, is it Gladys Knight?
Or Diana Ross or somebody?
Anyone?
Who is it, Gary?
Bueller?
It's your pick, Gary. How do you not know who it is? It's unbelievable.
Is it?
It's Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I was going to say Marvin Gaye. I thought it was Marvin
Gaye. Marvin Gaye and who?
Yeah.
No, there's a, the woman is...
There's no who.
It's only by Marvin Gaye, but there is a...
Yeah, but Diana sounds like somebody else.
Diana or Gladys Knight.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I can't believe I'm the only one who picked this.
Yeah, I can. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Gary, it actually did show up on some lists online. Just so you know, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to take any guess at what those lists were. I'm not sure they had anything to do with hiking. I will honestly say that is a decent song.
Come it on. Is, except when you've attempted to do several 14ers with Gary, and there ain't no mountain low enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he like, oh, dude, you guys go ahead the last 2,000 feet. You know, I'm just going to sit down here.
Gary, I got to back you up, Gary. I actually like the call.
Great song.
I think you're
on the
money. It's a
classic hiking song.
Appropriate title for the task at hand.
Yeah, no wonder I'm going first.
Well done.
Yeah, I think it's a great start. Gary, good job.
Yeah, well done. Thank you.
Great pick.
I mean,
I like the song. It's great. It's not something I would have thought off the top of my head. I'm going hiking. Let me
wait
get Marvin
till you
Gaye.
Hear the, yeah.
Are we moving on? Are we shutting this one down?
Let me guess. Sexual Healing's next.
No other comments.
No other comments. See, I think this is the only one that won't get a ton of comments.
No, because I think we all like it. I mean, it's a likable song. It's a commercial song.
Yeah.
And may he rest in peace.
All right.
And we all hope to have better fathers than he did.
All right, moving around the room. I'm up next, actually. This is my first choice. Got to say, I like this song for a few reasons. First of all, the song says it all in the title. It's one of my favorite bands. And the band is from Georgia, which keeps it close to home.
So it's not ABBA. I'm going to go with Allman Brothers.
Black Crowes.
Allman or Almond?
Allman Brothers.
I think he said Almond Brothers.
Almond.
Georgia Satellites.
B-52s.
Could be Zach Brown.
Tony, I'm guessing you're going to be the first one to call this song.
Okay.
But,
oh, pressure's on, Tony.
Yeah.
It's Collective Soul.
Here we go. You ready?
It's Allman Brothers.
What kind of picnic table did you pick this CD up on?
What? You kidding me?
This sounds like the song's rejected from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Like, it sounds like Allman Brothers.
One of the greatest bands that ever came out of the state of Georgia.
Charlie Daniels?
And he's singing about walking.
Who is it?
If it's one of the greatest bands, one of us would know it. Especially Tony.
Yeah, I don't...
It's not the Allman Brothers.
From the University of Georgia.
R.E.M.?
Oh, is this going to be like widespread?
Yeah, it's Panic.
See, I don't know any Panic songs.
I'm decidedly
anti-Panic.
I wouldn't go so far as to say anti-Panic, but like did not come up on jam bands and was rather anti-jam band when I was in college.
You know, I'll admit it did not show up on any of the lists I found online, but one of my favorite bands, perfectly appropriate song in my opinion.
I don't know.
For the topic. Yeah, let's debate and discuss that.
Well, I think when you look around the room, though, you're in a different age bracket than most of us.
Weight or age?
Well, weight and age, but that was Gary who made the weight comment. I mean, this is a song that a lot of us, I don't think, knew. And the point that you're saying, one of the greatest bands in Georgia history, they're from Georgia, but I would not have listed them in the top 10 bands from Georgia.
I'm partial. I just like
Ray, Ray Charles would be upset by that comment.
Okay. So, any other comments? Are we moving on?
I think you
is it
move.
Something you've listened to when you're hiking?
So I listen to Panic all the time.
You mean the 1 mile
hike? I could not name a
things?
Single Panic song.
That makes two of us.
Really? You went to Athens?
Three of us.
You went to Georgia?
The 1998, what was that show they did on Washington Street? Firecracker? Or whatever,
the
live show?
It's huge.
The band I was playing in had band practice, like, downtown that night. And we walked outside to take a break, and we could hear music coming from downtown. We were like, oh, that's right, Panic is in town. And we went down there, and it was mayhem.
Of course it was.
But yeah,
how was that a surprise?
I was doing something other than going to Panic.
Okay, I figured
Stick
you for a big
do you know
panic
any Panic songs?
Nope.
So the only person in the room
dang.
Is in his mid-50s.
Yeah. Who knows Panic?
Tipping anywhere from 205 to 225, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, I know. I'm like you guys. I can't name one song. I don't know that song.
I know people that like the band. I just don't know any of their songs.
Yeah, they have like a cult following.
They do.
I don't follow them,
somebody we all admire.
Yeah. Shut down on this one.
Do you want to name names?
No.
You know what's funny to me is how people are decidedly like fish heads or not fish heads. Or like if you're talking to a fish head and you're like, yeah, so you going to any Panic shows? They're like, absolutely not.
Oh, really?
They're like, I listen to Fish.
They're like, really?
It's like factions.
Yeah, I like both, actually. I mean, music is very personal. We're going to find that. We might as well move on because we're going to have more debate on some of these. All right, you ready? Next up, Scott Cardiac. I'll say, you had me scratching my head on this one at first.
As long as it was your head, Steve.
Well, first of all, for its relationship to hiking and backpacking, but it does mention Blue Ridge Mountains. It does mention Shenandoah River.
Take Me Home Country Roads.
But I will tell you that in Google searches, it actually did come up. It did come up a lot. So
Tony guessed it already.
He did. He nailed it. And I think when you think about this, and I'll let Bird Shooter play a few
here, let me go ahead and start it. Did you nail it already?
Yeah, you nailed it already.
Here you go. Oh, man.
I mean, name another song that's got Shenandoah River.
Oh, man.
But when you think about hiking, and when you think especially the AT and something you've done, and you think about getting away and getting away from drones and other things on the trail.
Just to see
the beautiful mountains and stuff. I mean, it was a song as I looked at and I thought of the three songs that motivated my obese ass, songs that made me appreciate our country and our beauty and just getting away from the city life. And so what better song than John Denver, who was not one of our greatest pilots, but he was a great songwriter. And may he rest in peace.
If you're considering the entire country, couldn't you do better than West Virginia?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But I was thinking of states that could have call centers of Earthlings soon, but also
clean coal.
I always think of states that aren't represented a lot, let's be honest. And I mean, there's Colorado songs, but I just thought, I went back and forth between Rocky Mountains. I wanted a John Denver song, because is there a better artist that thinks about our country?
Yes.
Stop.
Yeah, Lee Greenwood.
And I agree with Lee Greenwood. That's a great one.
You know, I actually wrote on here, Scott, that Eagle on the Hawk and Rocky Mountain High would have been my first two choices, but...
not any song?
The point here was to pick out a song that was appropriate for hiking and backpacking.
Yeah, but I'm thinking East Coast. We're East Coast hikers, man. And when you're going up and when you're driving up 81 and you're thinking Shenandoah River and all that stuff, take me home. I want to be hiking on these mountains. So, look, I appreciate it. I think you guys do too. And I think you guys have a lot of respect for me. And I appreciate that.
No.
Are you going mellow on me? Are you pulling one out of Gary's playbook here?
No. Please, I don't want to pull anything out of Gary right now. All right?
There's definitely, to this song, there's definitely something being pulled out there.
Hey, I did want to call out though. Home is a theme that you're going to hear in some other songs that did get listed a lot. So
there you go.
I know what you're alluding to, Gary. All right. Okay, are we ready to move on? All right, we're going to mic number 4, Tony. And Tony, we got to talk. I'll say that you didn't exactly follow the assignment.
I explained my answers in the email that I sent you.
You did.
So I am decidedly not a hiking enthusiast. I'm the control group here. Like, I don't, it's not a
but
thing I do in my free time.
But music is your...
But yeah, music's a big thing.
Big
so
thing.
I went with, specifically with things I would want to listen to while hiking, and it didn't really matter if they were about hiking or being on the trail or whatever.
Well,
if you want to put an F on it and send me home, that's fine.
Well, the good news is that you created a category in itself, and we're going to talk about that category after we go through the songs.
Great.
But your punishment is that I assigned you 3 songs that you're going to have to own up to, even though you didn't pick them.
Which means guess your first song.
are you ready for this?
It's for the best band out of Georgia.
Yeah.
And these were actually, all 3 of these songs are songs that were frequently mentioned. So these are not songs that I'm just throwing at you. They were actually mentioned frequently in the list I saw.
Just not by you.
Yeah.
So you should have. You were rejecting Tony's song selection?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Was that bad? Yeah. Can we at least hear what he picked?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. There's a whole section for that. We're going to come into that
my
after this. Are you rushing me?
No, please.
This happens.
So this first song that we're going to do was released in 1986, July.
I was 16 years old.
And before you blurt it out.
It wasn't like a virgin, because that was 84.
I want you to think, you're going to figure this out, but before you blurt it out, 2 artists, one that was very, very huge in the 70s, that had pretty much their career was done, joined up with another artist.
Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon.
Oh, man, Tony just got it.
Tony got it already.
Did you hear what he said? Wait, don't tell him, don't tell him. I don't think they caught it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Here it goes, man.
Dude, that so does not say hiking. I don't think anything about hiking or wilderness when I hear this song.
Wait.
It's saying walk this way.
This is like going downtown Chicago or something.
So it's Aerosmith and who?
Run DMC. And this is the not traditional version, because the original version is the one that...
It's Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Aerosmith were done.
Yeah.
And Run DMC saved their careers with this song.
100%. 100%.
Because then they came out with Angel and all the other songs.
But is it really a hiking song?
It's a bit of a reach.
Yeah. Just because it has walk in it. Did you like Google songs that have walk in the title?
I Googled.
When does Walk Like an Egyptian come up?
Yeah, exactly. Walk on Water by Eddie Money. I was going to.
The Walking Dead theme.
Yeah.
We're going to do honorable mentions, because a lot of the ones you just threw around are going to come up again.
If I could walk on.
But Steve, we're going to come to you next.
Stickman.
On one that you could argue the same, though.
Okay. I know which one it is, so I'll give you that.
Because I'm not really hearing anything in the lyrics of Walk This Way that makes me think of hiking and backpacking other than the title. And your call, which we're going to discuss, I loved it, but it's kind of in the same camp.
Okay. All right.
Wait, but you said in an email that Steve had the best list.
Well... He has a couple good ones. We haven't heard any of his yet, though.
Yeah, don't judge it yet.
Yeah. I don't know. A couple of them I liked. This is a great song. I love this song. First of all, I want to say it's a band that I listened to religiously in high school. It's one of my most favorite songs that they sing. And third, the title is appropriate for hiking and backpacking. You don't really ever hear the title in the song. There is a Walk a While with Me in the lyrics, but they don't ever say the title in the song.
Is it Bread, the band? Because if you were in high school, it had to be either Bread or Cream at that time.
Yeah, Scorny rocked out on this one, man. He rocked out on this one.
I was going to say, mine was all about focused on if I'm going to listen to music while I'm hiking, which I typically don't, but I want happy songs. I want kind of laid back, groove, mellow, rock.
I'm going to guess Partridge Family.
That was your era. That wasn't.
That was your era.
Yeah.
I mean, you said happy song, so I was thinking.
You'll see later.
Hey.
Oh, that song.
Here we go.
You're right. Yeah. You ready? This is a good one, man. I like this call. It's a great song. It's one of my favorites they sing, actually. Here we go. Anyone?
I know the Tesla? Song.
What'd you say?
It sure sounds like it, but it's not. Oh, come on. This is historic, guys.
Oh, man. This is freaking awesome.
You're walking along a trail. The wind's blowing through the trees. Come on.
I stand by my statement, Steve. One of my favorites.
I can't believe nobody's at least picked the group.
I've heard the song before.
I know.
God, I can't believe you guys don't know the group, wow. Man.
Mannheim Steamroller?
No, it's not from their Christmas album.
Man, really? You're going to know when they start singing.
See, this is where you start walking a little faster.
Oh.
Now the bear's chasing you.
Is it Zeppelin?
Yeah. It's in Zeppelin.
Gary got it.
Yeah, it's Zeppelin. It's Zeppelin.
Yeah,
you got it.
It's Led Zeppelin. Nice. That's a great. I love this song.
I've never been a fan of.
Really? God, you guys are killing me.
I appreciate their music abilities and the fact that they're legends.
Unbelievable.
Just never got into the music whatsoever.
Zeppelin's amazing.
Steve, I will say that I did not see that on any Google searches, but I love the call, actually.
I'm shocked it came from him.
Especially because it says Walk a While with Me in the
list. Well, considering Scott's first choice was on every list, the top thing, that's when I stopped searching, and I'm like, just be original and come up with your own ideas.
What?
And not Google.
I didn't Google
Scott.
Anything. Those were from my heart, as are my other two.
Hey, I do want to give honorable mention to another song that I didn't see on lists online, and there's been many times I've been on top of a mountain, foggy, misty. And I always think of the Zeppelin song, Misty Mountain Hop, mm-hmm. if you've ever heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of that song.
You've actually gotten to the top of the mountain before?
You're funny, man.
You know, Misty Mountain Hop was, I had like a dozen songs that I had to take off, and that was one of them.
Misty Mountain Hop?
Yeah.
I've thought of that song many times. I'm getting rained on a mountaintop somewhere.
I don't even know that one.
All right, guys, we're going back to Gary, Drone Boy.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am ready.
The better question is the studio audience ready?
Lay it on us.
Is this the good one?
I don't know about this one, Gary.
Okay, all three of mine are good.
Holy
know
smokes.
This is the good one.
There you go. There's a great one here.
Well, yours were all on the Google list, I guess. That's
they were
why.
Not on the Google list. You don't even know the other ones.
Hey, Gary, this is back to our home theme, which I'd never heard this song before, actually. It was new to me.
Great song.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, you like it because you put it on your list.
Is it Florida, my house?
No. You're going to have to explain this one. I'm going to go ahead and play it because I didn't hear anything in the lyrics or the
not
title.
About hiking.
Okay.
No.
What's it about?
It's more about me wanting to get home.
Okay.
Whenever I'm hiking, I just want to get home.
That makes me think you don't want to be on the trail.
I don't want to be on the trail.
Is that because you have snow
celebrate
blindness?
Me home?
Well, I do always get hurt when I'm, between snow blindness,
okay.
Severe sunburn.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here it goes. You ready to hear it?
Yeah, I know it.
I know you.
But I don't think they're going to get it.
I don't know if your guys are going to get this one.
There's no way they're going to get this one.
Give us a shot. Is it off the Sesame Street soundtrack?
Well, it's mellow. I know you're shocked, but here it is.
It's severely mellow.
Oh, my. Are you...
Scott,
you guys aren't
I do know the song.
He does know the song.
Yeah. You're not falling asleep on me. Yeah.
No, I'm couple skating with somebody. I'm not quite hiking.
This is like a prom dance song.
It is. Excuse me, would you like to dance?
Scott, this brings back a lot of bad memories for Scott.
Seriously, this song brings back rejection, heartbreak. It doesn't say get in shape, hike, look at the beautiful country. Honestly.
This seems sitting on the bleachers crying.
It's a great song if you're... You know, suicidal or wanting to drink your sorrows away. I'm not quite sure it says, let me throw the boots on and get on a hiking trail.
Okay.
So this is a song that typically when we're done with trips or we're done with hiking or something like that, I listen to on the plane. I'll at least listen to it one time on the trip home. And it just reminds me of we're on our way home.
Oh, very nice.
And every time, I mean, I don't prom dance to this one with anybody, you know.
But for those at home,
I hope you're not going to prom now.
Yeah, that would be very concerning.
Two things. Gary's tearing up, and he also has to stay 600 yards away from any school. So don't worry about that last comment. But it's a very good pick. It's definitely not one that I think any of us would have duplicated or chosen.
I think it's a great one.
Hey, Gary, I will say that the home...
Hey, they got it. They got it before, like, you know, the panic. At least people guessed it, you know?
Well, Scott did. I still have no clue, so...
Hey, Gary, I will say that the home theme comes up frequently, actually, in the lists I saw online. And we're going to talk about a couple of the songs specifically. This was not one of them, but it does come up frequently. All right, now we're back to me. And, Tony, I'm counting on you on this one. You just destroyed me on the Widespread Panic, love. This is another Athens band. The perfect title. If you don't get this one, I'm going to be crushed quickly.
Okay. I'll do my best.
It's got to be R.E.M.
A lot of Athens bands are way overrated.
I don't know. These are two of my favorite bands. I'm a Georgia Tech grad, and I'm giving you love on this one. Yeah. All right, here you go, my man. You'll get this song quickly, I bet. You ready?
What the hell?
Is this B-52s?
No,
oh
it's not.
Oh, my God.
Did my dog just torture all of you?
No. Okay. I mean, he's walking around, but okay. I think he's okay.
I know it's R.E.M., but I don't know what song it is.
It is R.E.M.
I can hear Michael Stipe.
Yeah, but
you're right.
What song?
Not one that anyone else
heard.
Listen.
Dude, you
pulled
these out of
left field. Well, it is
better
than Happy Shiny People, so.
Goodrich so far is the worst list ever.
What? Dude, it's We Walk Through the Woods. What is more appropriate for hiking?
Home by Michael Bublé.
I don't know. It seems kind of heavy-handed.
Man.
No interpretation.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we appreciate your participation, Bert Shooter.
Are you guys, you're telling me you're not feeling this one?
No.
If it wasn't for the title and I was listening to it, I would turn it off.
It's a no for me.
Yeah, this would be Alexa, next song.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get a beer.
You guys are up.
This one's definitely, I'd say your two are currently bottom of the list.
Oh.
Both of them. So far, they got to be bottom of the list.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Would you guys? Yeah. I mean, all the ones that we've played.
And I don't know if it's an age thing because of the difference in age, but these choices.
You did a better job. Dude, you did a better job of assigning songs to Tony than you did picking your own.
All right. Cardiac. Scott, we're coming to you. I got to say that this song did make me think of hiking, but in Vietnam in the 60s. Are you guys ready for this one?
He picked a protest song.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, we're ready, man. We're excited.
Oh, my God. Put on your helmet and get your AK-47. Here we go.
Jane Fonda would be proud.
Fortunate one.
Wow.
Oh, really? Fortunate one. Yeah.
Man, you were on that quick.
But, well, I mean, because this is a song you can hike to, dude. When you think about the history of this country.
If I'm running from
we're
the
fortunate.
Viet Cong.
Yeah. No, get out of here. Will you stop?
I ain't no senator's son. Yeah.
So
this isn't about like Colonel Bonespurs.
Dude, I don't know why everything has to be political in today's climate. I'm just looking to hike and listen to songs that motivate me.
Anti-war,
and
man.
You're the one making these all patriotic.
I know.
I think I'm not making them political. You guys are sitting here talking about anti-war and all this.
I never knew you were on that side of the aisle. I guess now your true feelings come out.
This is definitely a blue song.
Why can't
it's not
we
red.
All just get along?
It's not red. It's a blue song.
In the words?
Scott, it's a blue song. Yeah.
Scott, I'm going to throw you a bone here because Creedence Clearwater, CCR, actually had a song that came up frequently on
this. And I know which one it is.
Which one is it?
Not this one.
you're right. What was it? You want to say?
Good guess, Tony.
Proud Mary? I don't know.
No, it was Up Around the Bend.
Oh, okay.
It came up all the time. So you were close.
But I love the instrumentals in this. I just think it's a song that you're right. But when you look back at the history and you think about it, I just enjoy hiking to it. But we can move on. Let's.
Dude, it's a great tune. I'll give you
it's
that.
It's a great song.
I was just scratching
shocked.
My head.
I just felt
I was
like,
having flashbacks to my...
But
life in the
city. PTSD.
Maybe
right
if you
now.
Listen more to my songs and less of yours, you'd really enjoy hiking.
You like the instrumentals in this song, you said?
I do.
One of the songs I submitted was completely instrumental. But it got rejected.
Yeah, we're not talking about it.
You submitted an instrumental.
You know what's going to be funny?
Which one did you submit that was an instrumental?
So, you guys, there's no chance you've heard of any of the three songs.
No, that's why they all got rejected. So, Tony, you're going to love this. Just the fact that you gave me what you gave me, and I'm going to give you this in return.
See, I almost put all my Christian songs in there. But then I said, the group won't know any of these. Mm-hmm. None of them.
Tony, you're going to like this one.
the group is going to like this one. You will agree it's tight.
I'd like to be the judge of this. I mean, I'm being told what I'm going to like. I'd like to hear it.
First. Well, Tony's
Tony,
like it
Tony doesn't know that he likes it either. Yeah.
Tony, you're going to love this.
The guy who, picked one doesn't know what it is, and he's going to love it.
We hated his songs, but the same guy that hated Brad's songs is making this song.
If you would have done the assignment right, this is the song you would have picked.
Like I said at the beginning, there are right and wrong answers.
This is another oldie. It's actually older than Fortunate Son by CCR.
Is
so.
It the Turtles, Happy Together?
The Monkees?
No, it's not, but you will agree that this is perfectly titled. You ready?
Yeah. Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
Man, that was quick. You were on that in seconds.
Yeah, but this was so obvious to pick. If you're picking like something that describes...
This was on Scott's Google list.
No, it was not. I'm not a huge Nancy Sinatra fan.
Really?
Name another song of hers.
Well,
I know.
I don't know any of those.
I don't know any of
them. I didn't like this one, so I don't know about any other one.
Well, just because you're anti-feminist doesn't... Yeah. You know,
I'm not sure that those boots were really made for walking. They may be made more for dancing, but
street walking.
Yeah. How far are you going to get on the trail in go-go boots?
Not very far. I'm pretty sure.
Good ankle support.
Anyway.
By the way,
hey Tony, nice
horrible,
call.
Horrible, horrible pick. Once again,
what that was? That came from the internet. Yeah, and I assigned it to Tony.
The internet, where nothing bad can possibly.
Yeah,
originate.
The internet where everything is.
There's
right.
A yeah. There's a, what 50 other lists that you could have picked from.
It's
that was
be
a
good.
Bad
it's
pick.
From the internet.
Bad pick.
It was interesting. All right, so we're moving on to you, Steve. Mic number five.
Stickman.
Your second pick. God, man, it's taking us forever, isn't it? You know, I got to say, I just visited Jamaica for the first time in August, and I had a chance.
Oh, Bob Marley's in the house.
Oh. I had a chance to visit the studio used by this musician. You don't have to be an expert to guess, but you didn't guess the right person, by the way.
Oh, close. It's Ziggy.
You're right.
Ziggy Marley.
It is Ziggy. Are you ready? I thought this was a completely... perfect pick, by the way.
I was in the right family.
I mean,
I think, agree with Bird Shooter on this one.
If you guys don't agree with this, I'll be shocked. In terms of relevance to hiking and backpacking and vibe, I thought this was perfect. Here we go. Cardiac, you don't look like you're feeling it.
No, I think I respect everybody's choice.
I don't even think I know this Ziggy Marley.
I don't know the song. I don't know the song. I never listened to the son. I always listened to the dad. So I knew all the Bob Marley songs. I never knew
Ziggy's the one of the most positive people.
Yeah, like, Ziggy's
just as great.
He's a decent football player. Yeah. You remember seeing Miami. That's how I knew him.
Was he?
What?
Yeah, he
no.
Football.
No,
he played football for the University of Miami.
What?
Yes, he did. Look it up.
Really?
Yeah, for you guys that don't know Ziggy Marley, yeah, he played football for the University of Miami.
I didn't realize that he did not reggae.
He did reggae. I mean, that was what his main thing was. He followed in his father's footsteps, I think. I think he did a lot of reggae.
Oh, he does. We saw him last year at a reggae fest in Tampa.
Hmm.
I mean, he's just, like I said, it's amazing. It's a positive.
Yeah.
It's about how you can change things. And he's just, it's such a positive outlook on life. So, you know, Bob had a lot of the similar types of songs and more a little bit more revolutionary than Ziggy, but it's just amazing. So, anyway.
Steve, I've known you a long time, and I never thought I'd hear you say I saw Ziggy Marley at Reggae Fest in Tampa, Florida.
Steve's a closet Rastafarian. I don't know.
I know.
If he has
know
that.
Hey, have you guys ever toured Bob Marley's house, by the way?
No. No.
So,
is it in Kingston, or where is it in
It is in Kingston.
Okay.
But would you think he lived modest or extravagant?
Extravagant.
No, modest. Super modest.
Based on his lyrics, you would think modest, which means it's extravagant.
By Jamaican standards, what we saw where they played soccer behind the house and all of that, it was a nice facility by their standards. But by ours, it would be something you would see. Well, I'll have to watch it. But places I saw off MARTA this morning on my way over from
right,
there.
Right, right.
So, I mean, he lived very modest, I thought.
I thought so.
He had a killer studio, actually. And all his, he let a number of family members who, do you guys realize how many of the Marleys have won Grammys? There's a bunch of them. It's not just like one or two. There's a bunch of them
that
won Grammys.
It's a whole musical family.
But he let all the family use the studio, which is kind of cool. But I was impressed. It was, I don't know. Like, you know, I wish I would have seen Bob back in the day.
I think he's got a foundation now that actually helps out musicians and stuff too.
Yeah.
I think.
Boy, I'm sure not seeing anything on Wikipedia on his football career. That one would have floated right past me if I...
No wonder he's over there laughing.
I've only been listening to him since I was in high school, so I was like, wait a minute, I must have missed that. Ziggy, if you're listening to this, I do apologize.
Were you being serious, or was that just...
I'm dead serious. I'm going to pull it up right now.
That was a great pick, though, by the way.
Because everything on the internet that Scott reads is true.
That's right.
Hey, are you guys ready for the lightning round? It's round three. Are you ready for the big round?
Big round.
Here we go. I haven't necessarily saved the best for last, but...
Who are we starting with?
We're back to you, Gary.
Wow.
Song number three. Gary, I got to tell you, this one made me laugh. This one absolutely made me laugh.
Was it the reason that made you laugh, or was it the song that made you laugh?
Especially when you gave me the rationale for it. All right.
Well, come on.
They're still arguing about the Marley thing. Well, so is that a different Marley?
Yeah.
It's a different.
But it was one of his sons.
It's he a had different 12 Marley.
Kids. We debunked that it was Ziggy, though. Can we move on there, Mr. Sports Mania?
Yeah, watch.
Okay. So round three, lightning round. Gary, this one, wow. It's a 1977 release. It went to number four that year.
It's good.
Olivia Newton-John?
I'm still scratching my head. It made me laugh, first of all.
It's fantastic.
I'll let you guys decide.
Great song.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Gary. God, you got the mellowest playlist in the world.
Elton John. Richie?
It's not Elton John.
It is. It's Lionel Richie. Steve got it right at the back.
I'm having a flashback to my parents.
Is it the Commodores? It's the Commodores, right? It's not Lionel. It's Commodores.
No, it's Lionel.
Well, he was with the Commodores.
He was with the Commodores. This is the Commodores.
Yeah, when he
wrote it. This is after they kicked him out for being too lame.
Is this Easy as Sunday Morning?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think it's Lionel. Great song.
Great song, but not a hiking song.
You can't hike to this.
Dude, honestly.
Wait, let my man defend it. You got to hear his rationale.
Okay.
I'd like to hear it.
I normally go hiking on Sundays.
That's Sunday morning.
So I listen to Sunday morning. CC likes Sunday morning. So rather than going to church, I go to Kennesaw Mountain. Rather than go to church, I go to Yona Mountain. So I listen to Easy Like Sunday Morning. Why I'm easy.
I'm sold.
Okay.
All right, I'm shutting it off.
Yeah, please.
You know who,
no disrespect for the
Do you know who does a note for note cover of this song?
Who's that?
Faith No More.
Oh,
yes.
That doesn't surprise me that you would know that one.
They do, and it's really
good. It's going to be crazy, and
it's
dead on note for note cover.
Very
it's
good.
Yeah. So I wonder how many podcast listeners you just lost there. About 20
seconds. Dude, there's some guys at home like, oh my god,
you couldn't get it down quick enough on the mixer. He's reaching over already when he started.
I wasn't sure which one was going to freak people out, Michael Bublé.
Oh, that's who the other one
or
was.
Lionel Richie. Yeah.
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 I think the Lionel Richie. Yeah.
Lionel Richie's worse than Bublé.
I think.
For a hiking
None
podcast?
Of them should be for a hike. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I think they're beautiful songs.
They've
for the
all
right
been
moment.
Prom songs.
Yeah. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing
Please
it back.
Don't. Please don't.
I saw Lionel Richie
just got over the nauseous feeling.
He was a keynote speaker at an e-commerce conference a couple years ago. He's got a really successful e-commerce.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. He seems like a pretty smart guy.
Yeah. No.
But I just want to hear one.
That's why I'm
I would have thought.
But Scott hasn't made any comments about his daughter. I'm just in shock.
Kids are off him.
Control.
Party all night, or I would have said party all night, or running with the night. Running with the Night by Lionel Richie, I thought was a great song.
No,
sorry.
You know
I just had to hear it one more time.
Can we get it off, please? And move on.
Do you know why this was perfect? Because I'm easy.
Okay,
Gary, I'm sure your Grindr account says that, but we don't really need to talk about it overall.
I'm up this time in the lightning round, and you're going to kill me on those.
Well, why don't we just say it sucks and move on?
Can we just skip it?
You know, it's actually, first of all, the title is perfect. Second of all, the lyrics are right in there. I think it's very appropriate. You're going to disagree. Walking on a dream, how can I explain? Talking to myself, always pushing up the hill, searching for the thrill of it, never looking down.
Well, hopefully the singer does a better job.
Yeah.
It's another song none of us can guess, probably.
I don't know if you guys are going to guess what's
Hell
one.
No.
Suddenly I'm more interested in hearing Tony's list.
I know.
No, seriously. The instrumentals.
The instrumental extended version.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready? Here we go. Wait a second.
You notice nobody said yes.
Yeah. You're not looking forward to this one, huh? I'll be impressed if you guys know this band, man. Tony, you might have a shot at this.
Sounds like Steve Winwood.
If you guys would shut up, we could do it.
Oh. God, what movie is this from?
You're right, it wasn't a movie. It was also in a car commercial.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
which is what made it come back. It was released in 06, and then all of a sudden the car commercial came out and it got huge.
Alexa, turn channel.
The song was released in 06?
Next song.
What's that?
The song was released in 06?
Yeah. 06, 07.
1906 or 07 or 2000?
Yeah, there's so many bands that I just don't know. Interpol or Phoenix or...
This is a hiking song, Steve?
No, you're walking on a dream. You're walking on a dream.
Oh, my God. You're crushing my dream.
You're caught up in the lyrics.
Yeah, crushing my dream.
Wow.
By the way, if we ever go on like a camping trip and there's a Bluetooth speaker, everyone except for Steve gets to play that music. Everyone except for Steve.
Yeah,
exactly.
I see way too much agreement out there. Okay.
That's horrible.
So we'll just
I'll be glad to talk about my song. Thank you, Bird Shooter, for your entry. It was taken. It was noted.
Next.
So we'll just move on.
What do you think we would have liked one of the host's picks?
No.
I know.
Wow, you guys shot me down. It was so brutal. Yeah.
But thankfully, this next song, we all know, it almost is a good theme to what we are doing right now. And you're about to hear it. And thank you. If you'll play it, there's...
You know, I'm going to play it.
Play it.
I was scratching my head on this one too. It's a great tune, actually.
My God, you're a walking hypocrisy.
What?
Just play the song.
Okay, here it is. You ready? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Well,
I got two different things queued up here.
I'm going to scratch my head on this, but it's a great song. And you guys will like it, but you probably won't.
You're
going
to have to wait 20 minutes for you to play it.
All right, it's ready. You ready?
Let's do it.
First of all, I do want to say this was a great 1970s song.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I see the relevance to hiking and backpacking, but it's a great tune.
Do you have Do you have this one on 8-track?
You could probably get it on 8-track, right?
Yeah, 440.
In the 440. That's what I'm saying.
442. No, I do not.
I forgot about those extra two cubic inches. Sorry, Mr. Carman.
It's good, though. Here it is.
I'd love for these guys to hear it.
Ready?
Well, Scott's running on empty,
Thank you. I just think this is, I mean, look, again, and there is a theme to the last two songs. Both are on the Forrest Gump soundtrack. And I just enjoy, like, when you think about in that movie specifically, as he's running across the country and this song is playing, I just think it's a great, you know, as you're hiking and you're trying, especially long hikes, and you're just trying to get that energy.
That's you're running on empty. I understand what you're saying there.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a pass on that one. It's a great tune.
It's got the word run in there. I would have thought you'd have been all over that, Mr. Walk Boy. This one moves a little faster, thus burns more calories, thus can fit into an outfit from 10 minutes ago.
Okay, after that tirade, any other comments?
I'm impressed, Scott. You're super sarcastic, but you took the assignment extremely seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tony. And I would have loved to hear your songs, because I'm sure you took it seriously, too. But apparently our host decided they were not appropriate, and you got an F.
You just blew up
the microphone.
You just blew
up the
microphone.
I apologize for those people out there listening.
But it was funny. Still laughing. Oh, man. Okay. We've got two left.
Back to the Czar.
Could you exactly.
So, Tony, he's going to really hate me for this
Tony,
one.
Tony, you're going to love this song. Let's hear your choice.
I know.
The other one that got assigned to Tony, a 1983 release by a one-hit wonder.
Maniac?
Loverboy?
Is it on the Flashdance soundtrack?
I don't think you'll disagree with the song, but I don't think it would be anything I'd ever associate
with
Tony.
It's from Real Genius, maybe, the movie? It's a movie soundtrack? Weird Science? That was 85.
No, that's a good guess, but are you ready?
Is Josie on a vacation far away?
Here you go. You're going to get this quickly.
With the outfield. Oh, my God.
Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah.
I thought about having this on my list.
You did not.
From the movie Secret to My Success. From the movie Secret to My Success with Michael J. Fox.
Bad song.
Wow.
And this
really?
Was in that. Yep.
Like, it's hard to conjure a more upbeat song than this.
Agreed. And it's talking about walking on sunshine. I mean, it's all there, man. It was all over the internet. And
can we follow this by Easy Like Sunday Morning?
Yeah, by the end of the day, you're running on empty. You can do the whole train. There's your trilogy. Walking on Sunday Morning, this song, and then running on empty, and it's at the end of the day.
I actually thought you wouldn't be happy I assigned that one to you, but...
It's a great song.
With Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, you seem good with it, man.
It's a great song.
Tony's very secure.
I mean, it's classic, but...
All right, Steve. Get ready, man. Final song coming
Final
up.
Song.
It's yours.
He's looking at Twitter on his phone.
I understand where you're going with this one, too, Steve.
My God, we can't get away. This isn't Steve's song. Hello?
Where the hell is that coming
Hello?
From?
Hello?
Is it mean you're looking at Bird Shooter?
Oh, my God. Are you hacking the show?
He's hacking the show. Why'd you pull up this one?
Dude, you know this show's already going to be 3 hours as it is without these interludes.
What was that one for?
I think that's great.
He just had to hear some more. He's fine, isn't he?
I loved it. Berkshire's like, where's that music coming from? We're being attacked by Lionel Richie. It is a virus. It has attacked us. And now we have Hello playing.
You know, whenever I hear that, all I think about is Gary Delabate on the Stern Show, where they did a song parody of, you know, his
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, in Mike 5, Steve, the final song of the night. I understand where you're going with this, but
Stickman is going to hear some negativity because nobody liked his song, so he has to not like ours.
Well, okay, so you guys have done some hiking in South America. I get this.
Oh, that's right.
This is a great musician.
I think the only two who have done hiking in South America are me and Scott.
Latin America with Costa Rica and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Latin America, yeah.
I see where you're going with this. This is a great
and
musician.
And the caveat, you know, Drone Boy and myself, we have done hikes in Guatemala, Costa Rica, and so just to lay a little bit of background.
Central America.
Peru.
Right. Well, so I see where you're going with
it. It was a stretch, you're right. There are a lot of ones that are better.
He's a good musician, I'll give you that, man.
And Enrique Iglesias?
Here it is.
And it's fun.
Ricky Martin.
Tony's thinking.
Tiny Tim?
Caribbean?
Got that vibe.
Wow, man. I can't believe you guys are getting it quicker.
Bobby McFerrin?
Once he starts singing, you'll know.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Good call.
I know
Gary got it.
Yeah.
Good call, man.
It's not a good... It doesn't sound like it.
What the hell does this have to do with South America?
I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blows. And we did hikes around a couple of Fuego and a couple of the volcanoes down there that were actually active. And you kind of think about stuff like that when you're down there. You know, between the earthquakes and the volcanoes, it's like, because sometimes they have routes. It's like, okay, this is what we'll do. And you're like, wow, that's not something we think about, you know, the Rockies or something. So anyway, I knew it was a stretch. I'm sorry. It was kind of specific.
Listen,
to a couple.
You have nothing to apologize based on Bird Shooters.
Oh,
that is true.
I'm still getting ripped on mine.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna fade out the music now. We're gonna actually give Tony a chance to promote his podcast. As I said earlier, Tony has over 200 podcasts to his credit. He makes the Into Backpacking show look like a JV podcast. So your podcast is One Beer, One Song. Tell us about it.
The title should be fairly obvious. Each episode is about one beer and one song. My buddy Russ and I have been friends since college, and we really just use one craft beer and one song as a vehicle to just ridicule each other for like 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
And yeah, it's fun.
Have you ever done a hiking song before?
I'd have to go back and look at the episode records, and I'm sure we accidentally have done one at some point.
I mean, given the podcast tonight, is there any chance there will be a one beer, one song
hiking?
No, I'm
is that
sort
a cross promotion? You bring Berkshire to in?
I'm sort of dismayed with hiking songs at this point.
He's done. That's understandable.
Considering his were rejected from his entry.
Yeah,
I know. He didn't get to say any of his.
But yeah, we're at onebeeronesong.com. You can spell the words or use the numbers. I got them both, and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. So,
and Tony has graciously let us borrow two mics and two headphones tonight. So we've overwhelmed you with five people, I'm sure. But any advice, wisdom for those that might consider podcasting? I know a lot of people seem to be entering the world of podcasting these days.
There's two approaches. One that I like and that we did is just get some sort of recording device and start. Just start recording. And then figure it out. Your first, it's gonna when we go. If I go back and listen to our first episodes from 2012, they're unlistenable. They're super cringy. Mm-hmm. The other thing is to plan it out, but then record like four or six episodes in the can first. If you're really gonna like market the thing and try to grow your audience and like maybe even put like some ad dollars behind it or something, I'm much more of the like suit of your pants. Like just hit record and see what comes out.
Yeah.
Kind of approach.
Do you spend 6 hours editing like a Bird Shooter
to do? When we started, I would spend a lot of time like trying to get out all of the little gaps and things. And now, through making so many episodes and listening to so many of them, Russ and I have developed a pretty good cadence.
Yeah.
So there's very little of that needed. And we do a song in the middle, And we actually stop recording and we listen to the song so that when we come back after the song, we've both just listened to it and are talking about it. And so really the only post-production I have to do is drop the song in the audio file and kind of mash everything together and then do some EQing and that's it.
When did you start? You started early because we had these conversations years ago. I think it was
May 2012.
Yeah, I was 2011. I think I put my first out there. I knew we were about the same time, which was early in the podcasting years.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to give you a moment.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So a little cross promotion.
Is this a situation, though, where if Tony were to create a one song, one beer podcast that we could see who would get more downloads? Like, who would be more interested? You know, can we make this a competition?
I think we have an entirely different audience.
By the way, on video, you're going to see Steve making obscene gestures.
Yeah, by the way, anybody's watching on video, I'm trying to tell Steve to put the mic to his mouth. That's what that was.
And the gesture was rather obscene.
It looked very, inappropriate is what it looked like.
I think we should have that competition.
Yeah. I think we're in such a different world.
Yeah, we've got a lot of episodes and we've got a loyal following, but we don't absolutely nothing to build the audience.
And by the way, none of us will be invited on the One Beer One podcast.
One of the keys in podcasting is consistent like release dates and production schedules. Right. So people will work your content into their podcast routine. And like when we're on top of it, we'll do an episode a week.
Wow.
And then we'll go 6 months without doing an episode.
Oh, like, gotcha.
We just get busy and we're both families and jobs and stuff. So it's totally a hobby, like a fun hobby for us.
Yeah, it's not easy to make a living podcasting.
No.
Unless you're, you know, in the Westward One radio network.
Right.
All right, so Tony, while we got your attention, you gave me three songs.
I did, yes.
We didn't play a single one of them.
It's totally fine.
So this next little section here is about songs that get you fired up. They may have nothing to do with hiking, but you just want to get jacked up while you're out on the trail, get up the mountain, and you gave me three. Do you remember what they are? I can rip them off.
I do remember what they are, and I don't know that any of them are necessarily going to get you jacked up, but when I think about like hiking, like even when you're hiking with somebody, you're not conversing the entire time. It's kind of you're out in the woods and you're soaking up the nature around you, and if you're with someone, it's not a solitary experience, but you are having a personal experience. And so the songs that I picked were kind of like a soundtrack to that kind of thing.
Okay.
So
you should share them, because your mix was so completely different.
So they're like, are you going to play any of them, or am I just going to get to describe them?
Well, in the interest of time, I wasn't going to play them. But I did listen to them, actually. I heard the instrumental song.
This is the worst.
I'm not even going to play his song. And he's crushed.
Please describe what they sound like for our blind audience.
Here, you want me to pull one up? I'll just play like a little
schmidt. It's your show. You do whatever you want.
No, you know what? I feel bad now, because I made you do...
I did a song.
I gave you Boots Are Made for Walking. I can at least play one of your songs.
There's a song, but play the Russian Circles song. It's a band called Russian Circles. This is the instrumental.
Let's see. Is that the one picked?
Scott gave Boots Are Made for Walking.
No.
Oh, that wasn't one of yours.
No, mine was Fortunate Son, Running on Empty.
Okay.
And
his was the Sinatra
Country Roads. Take Me Home, Country Roads.
How do you pronounce the name of the band?
Again? Russian Circles.
Oh, wait. Okay, what's the name of the song? It's got some weird accent.
Mladek or something, Mladek.
I listened to this one. It's the instrumental one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. It's coming off of, I can't say this, it'll be a copyright violation. Anyway, here it is.
So just imagine you're like getting to the top of a ridge, big view.
So what you're describing
is Steve would turn it up a little bit, we could hear what's going on.
Well, I was going to bring it down so you could explain why you were down with this.
You know what this sounds like good music for is when we watch Drone Boy videos. Sometimes you need this type of music to kind of to amplify the mood and the effect of the drone footage.
The other thing is with an instrumental, the song then becomes about whatever you want it to be. If it's got lyrics, it's about whatever the lyrics are about.
Yeah, right. I agree. I hear your point. That's why I had a special segment for this, actually. I was saving you for your own section.
Sure.
he's not buying it.
Now, will the special section make the actual final podcast is a different story.
Yeah.
And none of us would have guessed any of these three songs.
No.
Is what you said.
Or bands or anything.
Unless, right. Unless anyone here listens to Trampled by Turtles, the bluegrass band.
What? Who? What?
No. I guess not. That's fine.
You know, I think a fair point, and this is one of the reasons I gave you your own section in this whole podcast, was that, you know, there's songs that are appropriate to hiking and backpacking, but there's songs that just get you fired up to be out there, right?
But
so
those,
what does appropriate mean, I guess, is where I'm going with this.
You the know? Songs that get you fired up are personal, though, I would think.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, this is it's impossible to, there's so many different opinions on this, it's like all over the map.
Yeah.
Should I do one more just out of courtesy to you since I
like I said, it's your show.
It's your show.
Here, I'll do one more for you out of courtesy.
Do a Trampled by Turtles one.
Okay, wait a second.
I don't think I've ever heard the band Trampled by Turtles.
They are one of my favorites.
Really?
Trampled by Turtles. Song's called Alone, right?
Correct.
All right, let's see what we got here. We kind of lost Scott. He's still trying to figure out the Ziggy Marley thing.
He's Googling University of Miami football players.
He's editing.
He's so bothered.
He's editing the Wikipedia to add that in.
I'm sorry. I finally be quiet. You guys are like, oh my God, let's wake him up. Because
the Wikipedia of the Miami Hurricanes now says Ziggy Marley played.
Ironically, it does, by the way, for those who want
to go. In the interest of time, I'm going to just play a little bit of this for you. Ready? Now, these are like reflective songs.
Yeah.
Trampled by Turtles, Alone.
It's a bluegrass band out of Duluth, Minnesota.
Okay.
I've seen them at Red Rocks twice.
Okay.
Probably going to go back this summer because I just love them.
Awesome. And how do you feel about Widespread Panic again? I'm just kidding. We won't go back there.
He loves fish.
He's a fish guy. Come into
the world. No, I see it, man.
I can see having a brownie with this.
Yeah, this is a Red Rocks group.
This is definitely a Colorado kind of.
Yeah, probably.
I got to be out there, go to the dispensary, then go to Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
And hope that my next employer doesn't have drug testing.
I'm going to have to put an explicit rating on this podcast now. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you for sharing some of
your
songs. I'm sorry that I give you no time to get them out during the regular show. What I'm going to do now is we're gonna go into an honorable mention. I wanted to have a section here on honorable mention because there's a lot of songs out there. I looked at a lot of lists before we came on the show. I looked at Backpacker.com. I looked at The Trek. I looked at Trail Groove. Hillwalker Tours, Winfield Outdoors. Those were five of the websites that had some interesting songs on the list. But I thought maybe we could talk about some of the things that were on the list that we didn't play tonight. I'm not going to play the songs out of the interest of time, but I can play a little snippet if something intrigues you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're ready.
Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Overplayed.
Yeah.
Not feeling.
Too commercial.
Really? Okay. You guys ever heard the song Home by Edward Sharp? Because that came up a ton.
Yeah, that's like a new... It's like one of those songs that you listen to it and you're like, oh, this was written for a Ford commercial.
Oh, really?
It was destined to
end
up there. I don't
recognize the name.
Yeah, it actually is a really good song. It came up a lot. You know, here's one that is, I think, a slam dunk. I'm going to try to play a piece of it because it's so appropriate. It came up a lot. I think you will agree.
Who else is a little nervous here? Number one, we'll agree. I mean, this is a guy that picked three crappy songs trying to tell us that we're going to like this. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Of the five, his are 12, 13, 14, and 15 on our list.
Of the 15, I think his are 99, 100.
I'm curious how quickly you guys will nail this one. You ready?
Got it.
Of course.
Yeah.
When I wake up,
well, I know I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be. So you're basically saying you agree.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. This is a good song.
Not bad.
Okay.
There's a punk band called Down by Law that covered it, and it's much more invigorating.
Okay, let's see what else we got on the list here. So you guys have all seen Into the Wild, I would imagine.
Great movie.
Rise by Eddie Vedder. That came up a lot. One that surprised me that came up a lot, another classic from the 70s by Zeppelin. Anyone want to take a guess? This came up frequently.
Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're climbing mountains.
Yeah, but that Stairway to Heaven comes up on any list that's like, name a classic song.
Yeah, but I'd rather hear like Kashmir. There are other songs I think that would have been fit better.
Yeah, that came up a lot. Dire Straits had one that came up a lot. Which,
Walk of Life.
Yeah.
I think people just got too literal on the walk, hike. It's like, come on.
Maybe I got too literal. The Police had one that came up a lot.
Walking on the Moon.
You're close.
Ooh.
You almost had it. This is from their album Synchronicity.
This is Walking on the Moon, isn't it?
It's actually Walking... I think it's Walking in Your Footsteps is the actual song, right?
I'm not familiar with this one. It was an album I had.
It may say Walking on the Moon in it, but it's Walking in Your
Footsteps. Yeah, that's a
different
song. Oh, yeah.
You guys remember it?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah. It came up a lot, too. Yeah, Walking in Your Footsteps.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Let's see. Only a few more I had. Oh, my God. So, Walking Man, James Taylor, we already talked about. The Sounds of Silence. Didn't you pull that one out?
No, I mean, I told the funny story about when I met Paul Simon years ago, and I said hi, and he didn't say anything, so I asked him if it was The Sound of Silence. That happened in New York City. But
that's a real story?
Yeah, real story. John's Best Pizza on 42nd Street.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had just married Edie Brickell.
Oh, yeah.
He got a kick out of me. Asking if it was
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he loved that.
I'm sure he loved it. I'm sure he remembers it to this day.
I've never felt so tall, by the way.
And last but not least, I'm going to throw this one out. And this is interesting.
Walk on Water by Eddie Money?
No, but...
Ah, a little Lou Reed.
You guys remember the name of the song?
Yeah.
Walk on the Wild Side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is... actually kind of good. It sounds pretty good.
There are way better covers of this.
I think everybody in this room on this side would agree that this song blows anything that Bird Shooter suggested tonight.
I would agree.
Wow, this is getting big ups.
Well, it's not big ups. You just had big downs.
It's a great song, except for, you know, obviously some politically incorrect language used in the song.
And you picked a blues song.
Yeah, this is a Colorado Brownie song.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Lou Reed, definitely. I can see that.
This is what Gary is like on all of our Colorado hikes by the end of the day or early in the evening.
Yeah.
I heard part of that song that you're about to play, Bert.
Wait, I got to give you one more because this one makes me laugh.
Look at her.
I didn't put it on my list. I almost did just for sheer comedy, but you ready?
Sheer comedy.
What you gave us were pretty
funny. Yeah, they were pretty funny. Pretty funny by themselves.
I like how it starts with crickets.
Setting us up for
you really are.
This is it. Unbelievable.
It's a well-prepared podcast right here.
Here, wait, here you go.
I got nothing.
I have no idea what drum machine
I went from Bobby Brown to...
Dude, as soon as the guitar starts, you're going to know. Tony's going to get this one.
It's definitely an 80s song. You can just tell by the instrument.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
ZZ Top. Do you know the song?
I don't remember ZZ Top having drums that were that bad.
We're having some German lady talking.
Yeah. No, their drums were actual drums. That's a drum machine.
Frank Beard is a great drummer.
Yeah.
That was gnarly.
Do you know the name of the song?
Chart Dress Man? I don't know.
Sleeping Bag. All right. You're not feeling that one.
No,
I feel that way over anything you suggested earlier.
Yeah.
You know, the other one that I almost put on my list was Traveling Light by Widespread Panic, but I'm getting no love from Panic, okay.
Well, I mean, if you're going that route, the Traveling Wilburys might have had a song that might have been good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if we're just going by name, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, we're at the closing time right now. I predict that this podcast will stir up more comments than any show that we've ever done.
I predict that it's going to be an hour-long podcast that you spend 8 hours editing.
Oh, man. I've had worse, believe me.
Yeah, man, I think overall, I think there were some great suggestions tonight and some other not-so-great suggestions.
Yeah, thank you for
that. Or mine.
Are we voting on who had the best list?
Yeah, we should. That's a great idea.
I'll be honest with you. I've tallied it up, and it was close, but I think I won based on the comments that I heard.
No.
Unfortunately,
way.
Tony doesn't get to enter because he didn't pick anything that was used true, tonight. True.
Hey, let's.
Bird shooter definitely gets worst.
Well, you know what? Let's go around the room and say who your best was. You can and say you best and worst.
And you can't vote for yourself.
You can't vote. Best and worst.
Vote,
that's fair.
So you had the worst.
Yeah.
By I far, agree. You had yep. the worst.
Yep. That's it's,
wait. Yep. But we're going to go around.
But I can't vote for Tony.
Give worst and best.
But I can't vote for Teddy. You're definitely the worst.
So it's between Scornia and me, I think you're voting for me.
No, I think I'm voting for Scornia.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm
dude.
Voting
oh,
for Scornia. I wouldn't listen to his songs, but I'd listen to his songs before I'd listen to your songs.
Because yours were
running on empty.
Anti-war.
Yeah. You were saying they were great songs
they're
earlier.
They're great classic songs, but yeah. I wouldn't listen to them.
Now you're polarizing.
Over yeah. that?
You're polarizing.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your anti-war sentiment anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on. Jump on board here.
Yeah. All right, I'm up next.
Staunchly pro war.
So you're basically saying I'm the worst.
You're
and
the worst.
Scorny is the best.
And Scorny is the best.
I'm going to say Scorny is the best as well.
Damn.
Jesus.
And worst?
And you can't vote for yourself, although that's pretty
yeah,
clear.
I can't vote for
and
myself.
And if you vote for Tony, you pick those songs. So it's very limited. And honestly, I'll be upset if you pick me.
That's
so,
why I couldn't vote for Tony as the best, because he picked them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The worst is tough because I only have two people to choose from. So,
well, that's all, Scott.
That's all Gary had.
You know, me. Honestly, I like Glatzer's music better. No offense.
Oh, yeah.
But
thank you,
I like it better.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah, so
it's okay.
Sorry, dude. But you did also take me down as worse, too. So we're even. But I'm going to get it the rest of the way around the room. Let's go.
For me, I'll be honest with you. The worst, it's a tough one. It's between the songs you picked for Tony or your songs.
Despite giving him a hard time all night, I'm going to go with Scott's music as the best.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I like the John Denver song. I like Creedence.
Bump. Wow.
Running on Empty's fine.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Stickman.
Worst was probably Scott's.
Bird Shooter now has a chance to become a best.
I do.
He has a chance to become a best because it's between us two. Because nobody's going to say Tony's was the best because it was picked by you. So now that he's voted Scott the worst,
are you?
No,
saying,
but he, I think no, he wants to I, I'm withdrawing. That. I'm withdrawing my worst. The worst.
Oh.
The worst. Sorry, Bird Shooter, but it was. And the best then would be Scott.
Oh,
I know. I hate to do it, but I like that
dude,
type
you've
of
got
music.
Lionel Richie
I thought we
on
had a loophole
playlist.
Here.
Yeah.
You've got Lionel Richie on your Amazon playlist.
No, I had to go search it. Trust me, I don't.
I thought it was on there.
Yeah.
Well, your algorithm's all jacked up now.
Oh, you're right. Oh, because you liked.
I know.
Oh, no.
For my podcast, I go get the singles from everywhere, and the Spotify algorithm is a mess now.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. for the record, the show that's had the most controversy to date has been Most Influential Hikers and Backpackers of All Time, episode 35. A long time ago.
Which none of us were a part of.
But I'm pretty sure this is going to eclipse that in spades. Just saying. Any suggestions on what we should take on next? Topics.
Tacos.
Best taco?
No, but best food for hikes. You know, best food.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
That you can bring. Like, what can you bring that, you know, for
we
me.
Can review, like
dehydrated
like
food,
manufactured gels and powders, and
yeah,
yeah, see what's best.
That would be pretty fun.
You actually
that would
have
actually
a taste test.
Wow, like, that would be really
get
fun.
About four or five dishes together.
Wow,
put them
that's
in the
a great idea.
The lightest beer that you can carry. Is there like a
there's
ways?
Powdered
there's
beer.
There's powdered beer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you guys tried it?
Absolutely.
Wow,
that would be a great for one beer, one song podcast. Oh. It really would be. That would be a great one beer, one song.
We've had
podcast.
Some bad stuff.
We can do a co-marketing thing.
That or why don't you let your audience pick?
See, yeah, well, yeah, that was my next thing. I was going to tell listeners to reach out to us.
That might be more fun. Then we could pick from some of their best ideas.
Yeah, that's a good call, man. Just to get back to hiking for a second, you guys are all hiking on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
where are you
looking
going?
Looking forward to it. We've got the Lionel Richie playlist. And we're going to be down at Pine Mountain in just south of Atlanta.
Okay.
We're going to do some loop hikes. It's going to be nice. Hopefully, it's going to be a little chilly.
We're going to do a loop hike.
Well, I'm just thinking if we have to like backtrack to pick me up, it could be.
When Scott's running on empty as he runs through the brush with his AK-47.
I'm bringing Sonny and Cher music, and we're gonna have a good time.
That's awesome. Well, that sounds good, guys. So as a closing statement, I just want to say music is personal. Have we all established that here tonight?
Yeah, that yours personally sucks. But I think this is great that you had us here. We're very glad to be here. I'm going to speak on behalf of everybody. You put together a very nice podcast, Bird Shooter.
Yeah. Apparently not a good playlist.
I was going to say your playlist lacks, but the rest of it was good. So thanks for having me here, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So... you know, listeners, obviously, there's no right answer here. We gave you some opinions.
There is wrong answers. As we heard from Tony, there is wrong, though.
Drop us a note. Social media, you'll hear from us here on this podcast. Guys, it's been fun having the group back together, though.
Yeah, that's great to see everybody.
Yeah. Fellas, thank you. It's a work night for some of us.
Yeah.
But thank you for, those working tomorrow for making the trip. And those that are hiking tomorrow, I'm envious in many ways.
Well, thanks. And to all your listeners out there, let's all get out there and hike and hopefully spread the word about this podcast and to backpacking and also One Beer, One Song. And we look forward to, meeting you guys in the future.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Go Lionel Richie.
Thanks.
Michael Bublé.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you for listening to the Into Backpacking Podcast. This is your host, Bird Shooter, wishing you the best for your travels on the trail. To subscribe to this show, visit iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app, and give us a thumbs up or a positive comment while you're there. You can also download shows directly from intobackpacking.com. Just click the podcast tab on the main menu. Music for this show was provided by Jerris under a Creative Commons license and is titled Hillbilly Anarchy. This show is a production of Into Backpacking and is copyrighted by Into Ventures, Inc. For more information on this podcast or to provide feedback or comments on this or future shows, please visit us at intobackpacking.com. That's the letter N, the number 2, backpacking.com.